That's all rooted in the Gemara. That's the opening sukkah of the seventh parish. There are shows that cannot give a get, not on his own, and not via Shalia. And then the Abarava begins to tell details. Of course, I was included in that. And then Rishon Achron will pick up more and more and more detail. One of the issues with the Nash shows that the all evolves on the critical point that that the show that can't give a get and cannot be given on his behalf. I think everyone by now recognizes what's going on in the Rishon. The tour, and this is a classical Machlokes that says, so it points out by the notes of Caleb, the Beit Yosef points out both in the Beit Yosef and in the Kesef Mishnah. So what's the tour? Say, I borrowed the Shosh Tzivo Tatsko. Here's the tour. I borrowed the Shosh Tzivo Tatsko. The Achzach Achazah Acholi. So he was healthy when he gave the tzivo. He didn't give the tzivo, he was unhealthy, he was not a right mind, that's what he talks about. But he gave the tzivo when he was healthy. Achzach Achazah Acholi, and then he was in the grip of this mental illness. Ein Kol Shnos Demor Zoholya. You cannot ride a wall, you still ill. The is the Sabu and Sanu, this all yo ain't no close. If he did write it and give it while he was the call yo, while he was mentally ill, it's ain't no close, it's nothing. It's nothing. He goes on to say it doesn't matter whether Rosh Hashanah is on the call or on the traffic. Doesn't matter whether ultimately he's healed or not. Doesn't matter. We really pass like very sluggish. We all that even if it's a carditis and it's treatable. But what might just call like it's a good treat him. Because when you have not treated him, here's the status of a shoshet, and the get given is not valid. Take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at Rambam and Tarek Beis Halacha Tes Vav. So what does he say? What does Rambam say about this case? The case shouldn't give the get while the guy is a shoshet. If he gives the get while he was a shoshet, what's his name? Tafla. Okay, that's very nice. But you wouldn't know that that's special unless you look back Halacha Zayin. However, that very great Rambam Zayin of Gershon is like at the beginning on the hills of Shabbos. Rambam gives you the legend. Like you have a map. They have a map. They have all the different symbols. You look at the legend, a little box in the book, bottom left square, you have to know what the symbols mean. The little legend will tell you this means a post office, this means a park, and this means a bike path, the floor. So the Rambam gives you a legend. Hills of Shabbos, the legend, the beginning of Paradise, the hills of Shabbos tells you, Chayim means up to the Torah, Pater means it's a. You get no onesh because it's mutter not so grounds to job. But it's mutter means definitely mutter. So here he also gives you a legend. The parakeet of the Hills of Gershon. What's the math legend for Hills of Gershon is that sometimes they get it invalid in Torah, sometimes it's invalid in Jabbar. If it's invalid in Torah, then we say, ain't a legal letter. And we came at the very beginning of the year, we came to say, absolutely ain't a legal letter. That was a surprising idea. Or it's nothing. Or you'll say that they get it bought out. There's no get. The get is null and void. I say the get is possible. I mean, as a problem. I mean, that's a code word for kashrut and tamar and possible davar. It's a get, but it's a get with a problem. Chazal said that's a problematic and given up. So what emerges? According to the Rambam, according to the Torah, my whole Tawakh al-Maisa, that's what it sounds like. The Beit Yosef is trying to say there isn't really machlokes. He just tries to get rid of all the focus, and later on, in the Kri Chadash, Shulchan already said that what the Beit Yosef is talking about. Of course, it's not focus. The Rambam holds that this guest is valid minat Torah. The Torah says, Torah, objection is notwithstanding. The Torah apparently, the Torah is usually assumed to be saying that the guest is zero. The guy who shows that the Shulchan is the guest is zero. Rambam said, no, it's not zero. It's worth midrabban, it's possible. Meaning a level drabban, it's ever going to be the halakha ma'isa, you got to give it a test. But, the question of level of midrash Torah, she's midrashah. Not going around, she's midrashah. It's purely a problem midrabban. Of course, the tour is a problem even midrash Torah. If the guy is a shomer, he absolutely cannot give a get. If the question of the guy shows, he could give a get. Why? Because that's a, well, by the way, whenever you have a Dijrabanan, the first question you ask is, well, why did they make this Dijrabanan? The question around again is good enough to know, why did they make a rule that Dijrabanan, if the Shliach gave a get, when the sender, the husband, who the Shliach said, Dijrabanan, it's not valid. So why would Tanakh make such a letter? What do you say? Okay. Did anyone see, are we sure who addressed the discussion? Why would Chazal, if it's a purpose of getting that, why are you bothering this woman? Why wouldn't you just say, let it be? It's good enough. Why would I want to pass from Zaman? I don't know how to. I don't see anyone who suggests it. Okay, any suggestions? I heard it.
Yeah?
That people are going to say that real Shoshim could give
the
get. That he might say the Shoshim himself could give the get.
Right.
Good. And who says this? Tosafot Riazakim says this. Tosafot Riazakim in Kiddushin on the side. So he says that the fish. So number one, he's a chaver of the Rambam and saying explicitly that the get Shoshim not Torah, the only possible time is there. And he runs and tells you why they made this there. He tells you, the reason for the there is, he says, so Yochum says in Gittin, in the beginning of the Gittin, that it's invalid. Oh, no, it's invalid, yeah, because people might not appreciate the difference between Shliach and Barnstorm. Okay, good. So the question was, is Kashim and Atora or Pasul Atora? But what's the Machokas? So this Machokas on Masur, whether the Shliach gives a get, the Shliach is saying, but the Baal didn't say. Does that get Kasher Min HaTorah or the Pasuk Min HaTorah? Essentially, is it valid or not? And that Machol, that's why we went to Machol Gazam Azur, is a lightning rod for discussion. And the classic approach is the Ktos. The Ktos was the first one to really, I think, he's the first one really to lay out approach to this Machol. And in the subsequent literature, is either agreeing with the Ktos or disagreeing with the Ktos. The heat frames the question. If you're taking a shot, you'll start by saying, well, the toast is this, but I think maybe not. That's the toast is going to be a classic toast. Like, what do they argue about? So, and the toast doesn't give this muscle, but consider a laptop. Consider a laptop. Right? Everyone knows a laptop. Consider a laptop. So let's say I have the laptop plugged in to the wall. And then the outlet dies. Then the outlet dies. I have an electrical problem and we throw the breaker, no more electricity flows. Is the computer still working? Turns on. Depends if there's a battery or not. Right? In theory, I could take the battery out of the computer and just have it run straight AC power. Or I could have a desktop. It doesn't have a battery. This runs straight, right? If there's a battery, very good. If there's a battery, the battery is charged. So once the battery is charged, I have a plus in the wall, I don't care what happens back there. And the whole system that happens around. If the battery is charged, the battery is charged. But if it's running on the power that it's getting right now, and it continues to work because right now it's plugged into the wall, but then once the power goes out, the whole thing, the whole computer goes down. Right? So the way that Silk understands the Machlokes Rav Mansur is exactly that. What happens? Shlomo Shalom Kamoto. So what happens? What's up? The rule is I can't sell something that's not mine. I cannot buy something that's not mine. I can't divorce someone who's not married to me. I'm me, and you're you. They are the mogul of the law. So when you're making your shliach, all of a sudden I have the power to do something that I didn't have the power to do before. The Bukhara famously says, same with the notes and criminalized laws and self ours. Sometimes I'm just empowering you to relate it back to me. I could marry a girl without even being a shliach. You want to be married to you, she's married to me. I would call up a Kadesh, the shliach would make her relate back to you. And sometimes she does even more than that. I cannot be Megarash your wife at all. I can only do it because you're a parent. Either the shliach is actually giving the power to act legamer, or at least giving the power to relate my home, that's hello, so I do it back to you. But either way, you're empowering me. Right, to act in your behalf. So how does that work? Is it like, are you charging me up and now I'm just going to go internally? Or is it that I'm constantly tethered back to my, to the real-time connection to the Shalem? What type we talk about the Shalem, is this like a Yoda Arista? Is he just like a long arm? Like now, I used to have two heads. Now I have four heads. Because I was reminded of Mr. Tuckman to be my shliach to buy the property. Now I have four heads. One, two, three, four. But they're just, he's just acting, it's just me acting through him. Right? Oh, if you would take that approach,
That's like saying that that's a desktop computer. The desktop. It's constantly tethered to me. His arms are functioning. Whatever he does is a key while I'm doing it. Right? But if I'm out of the picture, so there's nothing to talk about. Or do you say, no,
it's not just Yada Rizda. He's now, I gave him Mamish to call to the Kalos, and now he's the power. He has the power, and now he can go over the function of the family.
The guy died a minute after he needed the get, 5,000 miles away.
No, but once the get is called, at the moment of how the get has to be called, it's going to come off.
Okay.
So, if at the moment he was still alive, so what do I care? But it's not going to, I will profoundly care if he dies, but his subsequent death is not going to retroactively impact Kolos. Again, at the moment Kolos Garrison is Kolos Yisrael Zabal, and that's it. But here, it's already Bashat HaGarrison, the fellow is dead, and Bashat HaGarrison, he's a Shota. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah,
right.
Where is it?
It's on telephone.
No, we're not talking about the dog.
Alright, so it's okay. Okay. So you're saying by the Shota case, it could be that it'll, it may yet come out of it.
The qualification on him coming back to the Baal is the qualification on the empowerment of the Baal. The qualification on the Shlichus, whether the Shlichus could work in a case with the sixth part. Shlichus could work in a case where he can't come back and say, I have a filled remission.
Yeah.
Not because of a technical reason, because of a halakhic reason.
Oh, you say it's only because of Hassan Mitzvah
Shaliach? Right.
Is that true? Is that clear?
No, isn't that the problem?
That's only the Chumrah, not the
Kula. Isn't that the problem in the whole problem? I can't come back and say, I was with the Shaliach because the wife appointed me as Shaliach in Kabbalah, and I wasn't really of the Kabbalah get for her, so I can't say I did your Shaliach because I never did do your Shaliach.
No, not that, not. You have to, before you can accept a new Shaliach, you have to be able to go back and
Right.
This is about to be such that when at the conclusion you could
rely on
it. But you're saying maybe the Shaliach only has to be in terms of the Shaliach. I don't care what's going on at home.
Yeah, Yeah, but according to that, then any shlichus by matana, not by gerushin, or like let's say you say ain gel achmisa, but there's matana or whatever achmisa. You should never. There shouldn't be. Can't you?
Because it's about
dead.
That's
the question.
That's the question.
But the Gemara is going to deal with
question.
The Gemara is going to, what the Gemara is going to do, the Gemara we haven't seen yet, that's coming up next, is going to deal with how does that money work on the assumption that there's some mechanism that's making it belong to the second guy before the fellow dies. It's not just because of Shlichus Karazah. Really, there also, it's the Shlichus doesn't continue after Misa. Yeah.
If you're going with the desktop approach of that if you're plugged in, it matters what happens back at the place where you're shliach. So let's say that we turn that backwards. That let's say there's a kid who's married, who's 12 years old, and he's married, and he decides to divorce his wife.
Pause. Number one, if the guy is a katan, he's certainly not married in a Torah, if he's in the Zavonim. And number two, a katan can't even make a shliach. I mean, here, the case is that he made a shliach while he was still sane, and then he subsequently became a shliach. Or he made a shliach while he was still alive. We'll have to get back to that. But with Israel, while he's still sane, and then subsequently becomes a shliach, but Mashiach, in your katan case, he wasn't originally a gadol and then became a katan afterwards. Think about it. Let's come back for a moment. Then we have to get back to where we left off in the major thread. Well, let's come back first to ask this question. We'll take a new question.
Response? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say he's alive until he's alive. The guy gives the
star
to the guy who's receiving it, and he gets it. Now, let's say a second after that, that he's died.
So then
that shouldn't work.
No, that's a tough thing before, but that's very different, because the
shot
Chalos
HaGerushin,
right. It was Chalos HaGerushin.
There's no way
you could
have gotten back.
Right, but it's what happens after the time of the Gerushin itself.
It's the thing that you look at the... It sounds like you have two answers.
Well, Jackie, so, well, first, can we reformulate the question, because it might help a lot, it's always important. Let's formulate the question very clearly. We have a principle of Chazal Shlichus Dei Zaval. You say, one second, when the guy, the Rambam says that when the guy is a Shota, I give the get, it's still valid. Oh, so Shota, I will tell him, he may not be a Barzak. But let's say, in case the guy is dead. In case the guy is dead, so then should be eight. Why have to come on to a principle of Pukka Rishuste, whatever, just say L'chazal Shlichus Dei Zaval, because I can't come back and tell.
Does it even matter?
You're asking really back on our Mishnah. Why do you have to have any fancy explanation? Why don't you have to have that? Okay, I think that your question is dealing with Shota. Your answer is dealing with Shota.
No, that was one answer. Pinchas' answer was about the Shliach.
Ah, okay.
It's in Shlichus, not in
Shiva. Yeah, what's here?
My gosh, no. I'm looking at the Rashi the past 7 minutes now already. No, I'm not.
But that could be a possible answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be a possible answer. It could be that this Rashi in Samach Gimel and Beis with Dear Lafel Lochaz Rishichus Etabal, from the beginning of Rashi, you might get the impression that it has to do with the Shliach Baal relationship, but from the end of Rashi, it sounds like it's don't know how much to be dying. Yeah, but at least that impression you get. I don't know, no one says Mukha, but you get a little bit of a Natiya, a little bit of an impression that it's it has more to do with the shlifa, and not to do with what's really going on at home. In other words, then the answer would be that if that's correct, then maybe all the chazus of all means is that from the point that a shlifa is only valid if at the completion of the shlifa there's nothing holding from the shliach's perspective. He's completed it, and however he's completed it, he gave it closure in the sense that he could go back. Whether he can actually, was actually able to talk to her or not, may or may not matter. Yeah, maybe. I see how you could say that. Yeah, that's really what I said. Again, everyone's staying in the back. It's a little bit more quiet. Right now, this is a front row, two front rows discussion.
What does it matter? Please.
Tom of Gilmore Bay. Josh is Tom of Gilmore Bay. Yes, that's a good point. Why?
Because it's just a messenger of the
Baal. Ah! Ah! Exactly! You have beautifully illustrated, perhaps, exactly the point that the Kos is trying to draw at, which is when the Shliach operates, doing his Shlichos, so do we see him, is it that he was charged by the, literally and figuratively, charged by the Baal to do something, but now he's been empowered, now he has his koach in his back pocket, and now he's operating with that koach, independently, now he can act as though he was the Baal, or he's an extension of the kamoso, means he's an extension of the Baal, he's a yad arichta of the Baal. So the goof of this shayla, that this machlokes you're having, about how you understand Chazal Shlichus Eitz HaBaal may correspond to the way the Ksos understands the Machlokes Rav and Tur. Right? Because if I say that the Shliach is really working independently, then there's more mistaber to say that if you look at you're looking at the Shliach the way the Ksos understands who, and the Ksos understands the Tur. The Tur says. The tourist is one. Let's be clear. The tourist is one who says that there's nothing. And Lachor, you should assume that the tourist is one who says that if the Baal is a Shota, the get is not valid at all. Why? Because says the Ksos, because you're just the third hand of the Baal. Because the Baal is not Bar Das. It doesn't help that you're a Bar Das. We don't need your Das. We just need your hands. But it's your hands with the Baal's Das. Masha Eino Ken, according to Rambam, you're now empowered to act. And he gave the way Rabbi Chanan talks about in Simeon Vav of Kovas Aris, that Shlichus is primarily, if not exclusively, by things that require Daf Bayil. It's a thing that I can do because I'm in charge of the situation. Like to get married, to get divorced, to buy, to sell, to take a neder. Those things require Daf, and not just a certain Maisa, a certain Kavana, so I can transfer that Daf to the shliach. If I have the das, then let's say a tevila, a chalitza. There are things where it's not really, I have the right to make a decision. If the act is done, it's done. If the shliach is kosher, then we need a kosher. It doesn't matter whether the shochet decides or not. So those things don't lend themselves to shliach. Shliach is primarily by those things where chalitza requires das bayil. Chalitza, I'm making a decision to make it happen. It's my decision, coupled with a certain maisa, that makes it happen. So the Rabbi would say, that's so true. What am I giving you? I'm not just saying that your hand now is plugged into my head also. You now have the I'm giving you the Das Bayil. You're now empowered. So if you're now empowered, go ahead.
so then you don't need a das bialim. So much so, the Rambam said, "Man, I told you, you don't need a das bialim of the husband anymore. Husband has no not bar das anymore. Go ahead, I don't care. Now you have the das bialim. He can be the garbage. You can be the garbage. You're not tethered back to him. Essentially, your hands are operating, but with his mind, and now it's your mind. He gave you the koach, this koach. So then you can operate. Now your battery is charged. Your laptop." So now, how are you going to understand Chazal Shiva today? So Bob, my relation to that too. No?
If the shliach doesn't end the shliachos neatly, and he's now still a shliach who could go back, see, I don't have something to do with that.
The guy's dead.
But the point is, the point is, it may have nothing to do with actually being magid, because there's no part, I'm not going to talk to do anything about Amira. The point is, that's a simen. It's a simen of the fact that the shliach saw it through to the end. Those who are playing golf, or tennis, or baseball, which I assume includes most people in this room, they will know you have to have follow through. Right? If you stop the moment you make contact, so even that contact is not going to be very good. Right? There has to be at least ability for if you could freeze it half a second later, but it might be your it's a za hit. It's such contact that you have the ability to continue to follow through, that's good contact. Right? So but I don't care if the guy is playing tennis and then what a millisecond after he finishes the swing, he's still going, he collapses from dehydration. 110 degrees. Right. So assuming that he was far as over and then all of a sudden changed when he crossed the division. Right. So then that wouldn't mess, but I don't care what he actually followed through or not. The point is at the moment of contact was that type of contact that would have followed through. So then there was a complete good, you didn't pull back. You completed the contact properly. But if you freeze what's gonna end up and you don't follow through, what's gonna end up happening is the contact not gonna be complete. You're not really gonna push the ball all the way, you're gonna pull back in the middle. Similar, a little bit, over here. Because we don't care about whether the guy actually goes back to tell. The point is, did the shliach end, did he see the shliach through to the end? If in the middle, what's the case with Nachal Shiva's about? Where the guy midstream switches, right? He was a shliach of the Baal, all of a sudden stopped abruptly. There wasn't a neat end to the shliach. The guy is saying that's not about shliach. There wasn't a neat end. A follow through was a riot, a neat end. To completion, to closure. So if you could have gone back and told, you couldn't have gone back and told either, not because the husband is alive or dead, but you couldn't have gone back and told because you didn't see through to the end. Midstream, you jumped, you switched horses. You stopped being a shliach habal prematurely. So that I think is other approach, which either relates to Rabbi Tzur or doesn't. But then the point is not that you actually make your report, but the point is it tells you something about the shliach. Like the follow through, it tells you something about the contact itself. If there's a tree in the middle, that's a better example. Right? As I complete my swing, someone grabs the club.
Like the guy, the catcher reaches out, and after the batter's vision, and now he's swinging through, the batter grabs his arm. But actually, he stops touching the ball. There's nothing in the eye, there's no ball. Like someone's going to grab the tennis player's arm. A moment after the ball disconnects from the racket. The eye is no foul, it doesn't matter, but it was right as a foul. I don't care about your foul. Okay. It would be interesting to see if other Rishonim have a different
Our set, why is it different? It says maybe it's Rashi, it's because of a good Spapirish kid.
No,
but it is.
They're exactly
the same.
What
did
you say?
It's exactly the same.
It's parallel Mahogan there. No, because he didn't. Kodim Shiyasa 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 Shiyasa
Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa
Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa Shiyasa
Let us maybe
Maharam 5,000 meters.
In the interest of time, let's let me ask the question before we go on. Let me ask everyone a question. Now that we're in the Kaisman, everyone is responsive. This is beautiful. But let me ask the question. The son points out there are two ways of looking at that. But I empower him, so what does that mean? Does that just mean that I'm plugging his arms into my dot? And now his arms are also, I have four arms, the other wrist, I have a longer arm, and your arms are my arms also, but you do a nice without chance for me? But it's really just being, and all the way back to my dot? Or no, I'm actually giving you something, now it's portable. Maybe I gave it over, I have a couple of tazesh. Last me, a hunter of the Koach, Lagarish, a person who always something has a Koach Limkar, every Jew has a Koach to take a nether on himself. So I'm giving you that Koach. Now you have the Koach, you have the battery, now you can run with it. So since it goes, that's the Makokas, the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam said that in a Torah, the get is valid even though the Baal is a Shoteh. Why? Because once you empower the Shliach, I don't need the Das Baal. All I need is the Daf HaShliach. As long as the Shliach is divine Daf, that's good enough. The Torah would say, no, not so bad. I need to have Daf HaBaal all the way through. And that's why the Torah says, if the husband comes to Shoteh, when the Shliach is operating, there's nothing to talk about. This takes us back already to the Tosfos and Dr. Gimel. And speaking of Dr. Gimel, once you have this approach, and the Rambam and Torah arguing over, I understand Shlichus, if he's still plugged in, tethered into the other energy independent, then now you come back to Dr. Gimel, and you start to wonder about whom. Dr. Gimel indicates, like, which we don't know. The simple reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is like Rambam, like the Torah.
Torah,
like the Torah. Right? Because what are we saying? That the guy is dead, so there's no get. The question is, the guy is dead, there's no get. The guy says no get. So that makes sense according to the Torah, then you're tethered in. But according to the Rambam, the one that now the guy that shows up, the guy's dead. Either way, if I've empowered this guy to perform on behalf, so he's empowered to perform on behalf, that's our shifra. But again, there's another issue, which is there's no authority. She's already almost fine. Let's talk about shifra. Because when the owner dies, the heir doesn't go free. The owner dies, the heir just transfers to being the property of the heir, of the Yerushalayim, the children, or whoever's being Yerushalayim. The question is one second, but the father, the deceased father, already empowered Yaakov Sibel. There's a guy to be Mashachar in the Tzedek. So then the deceased, and then the father passed away. So now, he's now property of the, but he's still an Eved. So why don't I say, look, Yaakov Sibro is working the business, just like if the other would have become a show to Yaakov Sibro, he's still functioning for the Rambam, sure, the Torah. So why don't I say here too? But Yaakov Sibro still has the power. I don't care what's going on with the other is no longer capable of being Mashachar. The other is no longer capable of being Magash. Big deal! But he already has independent co-op. So whether or not the guy is shelter, whether the guy is mace. It's so significant. There's no question here. He doesn't know the Rashi earlier, the pet. He said that's why Rashi, you know, he left over this yesterday. While Rashi is going out of his way to say, well, it's no, as he said, even to work to take a look at Rashi and the pet. You know why you can't do a shikha or lach or mitzvah? The mitzvah kadim, since he died first, two lav shechur and shechur. That shechur of the shaliach is no longer valid. Why? The nafkalei reshuta minei v'chalei reshuta yoshim. He left his reshuta, now it belongs to the yoshim. He wants to know why though. What is the kippah declaration? He's dead. He's not given the shachar. That's the answer. He says no. The Rashi, exactly, the whole Rambam. That even if the other is no longer capable, like he's a shote, he's not by there's no gospel Mashachar. I don't care. I've charged my shliach, he's going to Benelli. So theoretically I should have said, oh, the same is true, even if the guy's dead. The other is dead. So he's dead. But like he raised charge, what do I care if the power of the whole house goes down? It doesn't matter, but my dad is raised charge. I don't care about the power of the house. The answer is, yeah, you're right. I'll the shliach. Maybe that would work. Okay, he's no, but talk of the answer, what talk of the knowledge? Because you're only a shliach to do what? You have the call of the other, to mashachar his Eved. That's very nice. But this fellow is no longer his Eved. If the other himself will come back to life, he can no longer be mashachar him, because it's no longer his Eved. But once he died, he was Moresh. Right? So, if the other can never rise from the dead, he can be mashachar. Just like if I sell you my Eved, I can no longer be mashachar. Why? Because it's just very nice. A week ago I could have. Okay, but now it's no longer mine. So I can't. I can wish out for my Eved. It's no longer my Eved. So Yaakov Sibel, the shliach of the Adam, very nice. You have the koch of the Adam, but no one belongs to the Adam. But that's what Rashi said also, the Pakka Reshutze, but it's necessary to say the Pakka Reshutze because apparently Rashi holds that's the first thing. Some Achroidim like that, some Achroidim are convinced, Rav never said it, two never said it. And Rasha White is a short piece and a long piece. Both of us, she tried to tactic those. It's not so, most of his arguments are not particularly compelling. He said something in favor of it, though, so he pointed that, well, Maitre Rashi is interesting, because and he's the one who makes the point that Rashi elsewhere doesn't say this popular issue said. So why? He says, because it's exactly what Tosfos was driving at, that what's unique here is that it's a Shlichus case. Right. So if it's a case of the fellow himself is doing Megarish, he don't need to explain it. Yeah, he's Megarish and he's got ears. There's nothing to talk about. Good. It's the only time you need to explain why you get lachem mitzvah. is a case where there's a shliach act. Because I couldn't have a hobby where the shliach can act independently, the argument is not so, it's not obvious. And the only answer is, you're right, he could act independently, says Rashi. That's what somebody said. Like the Rambam, he could act independently, because there's nothing to do anymore. The shliach disappeared. And that is the shliach of the Yoshim, and you're not empowered to make the shach of their shliach. The power you have is no longer relevant. Yes.
I don't know. You've actually done tests, and that's not actually possible.
In that case, he was not dead. In that case, he does own him, and that could be
what you should undo. You're not coming back out again.
Also, when this book is there's a discussion, you know, we'll end with this. This is a discussion about how the Mason impacts marriage. Ajadel Yo, famous for possession, is a halachic theory. So the question is, well, it has sometimes, there's some curious facts about it. But I think that the issue is primarily whether Misa is a positive severer of marriage or not. Let me leave you... Let me leave you something to think about for tomorrow. Leave you something to think about for tomorrow. I'll create something tomorrow. We'll wrap this up in a presume already start in this project. The last function of Mount Hum was about the fact that those who wants to use as a very interesting desire for himself as wants to talk about it. I'll leave you with just something to think about. What would be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Tur in terms of how shlichus work? Is going to be how do you end the shlichus? Not in the sense of chaluchim and tzavah, like end the shlichus, but in different levels. How does this work? How does this work according to Rambam? How does this work according to the Torah? Keeping in mind that the relations between the husband or the wife and the shalach and the shlichus are very different according to the two. Are we going to think about it? Let's stop this.